This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're speaking with Eric Otto and Wendy Thomason of the Peoria Ballet. They're here to tell us more about their upcoming production, Ballet to Broadway, Swan Lake and Broadway's Greatest Hits. Eric and Wendy, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're so excited about this show that's coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend.
That's right.
And Eric, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about how you packaged Swan Lake with some of Broadway's greatest hits in one show.
Yeah, I got the idea from the original artistic director of the Peoria Ballet, Jack Slater. I think what he did was he, in order to get the people of Peoria interested in ballet, he would have a two-act show, and in the beginning, he would have Swan Lake, and then the second act would be Oklahoma. So he would kind of bring them in that way.
That's wonderful. And Eric, what I like about this program is it kind of dovetails very nicely with a lot of your career experiences that you've had. I mean, your career has spanned everything from Broadway to, you know, just your traditional professional ballet experiences. So what has it been like for you as an artistic director and a choreographer to get to steer the ship, so to say, with this production?
Yeah, well, that's absolutely right. I've had a lot of experience as a professional ballet dancer and, of course, on Broadway. And, you know, I wanted to really give the kids something fun to perform, you know, because we do a few productions a year, but there's a lot of buildup towards it and a lot of preparation involved. And I really wanted them to experience and kind of break out of their comfort zone with all of the musical theater numbers that I've chosen. But, yeah, I mean, Swan Lake, I'm testing their limits with that one, because it's like classical ballet at the highest level. So I just really wanted to kind of just push them a little bit. And also, I want them to have a good time.
And Wendy, chime in here. This is this performance takes place at Five Points in Washington. Can you tell us a little bit about the audience experience in this venue when it comes to experiencing dance and what they walk away with?
Sure. It's a great venue. It holds about 1,000 people, so it's not too big. It's a little more intimate than some of the other theaters, so it's a nice venue. There's not a bad seat. But I think, you know, what Eric was saying also, when we're planning the season, we always want to obviously plan a program that the community will come to see, but we want them to also learn from it. So we want them to leave the theater different than when they walked in. And we want to do it in a way that obviously they enjoy and they think is interesting and exciting, but we also want to make sure that we keep this art form alive. The other piece of it, obviously we want the people there, but since we're an academy, we want our students to grow and learn something from the experience. So we're always thinking, well, what are the programs that do both? And what is something that's going to challenge our students to really push them to the next level and at the same time give them that performance experience that's so important to their training?
And I have to bring up your mission statement because I absolutely love it. Art that moves.
Yes.
Unpack that a little bit for us.
Well, I think part of it, it's like, you know, anyone that's studied an instrument, you know, you can play the notes perfectly and that's fine. Or you can really play the music in a way that the music says something to you as the person playing it, as well as the people listening. And dance is the same way. So you can do all the steps and that's great. Or you can really, you know, say something with the movement. I think that's what Eric is so great with. And this program has been so unique because they've had to learn how to move their body, express emotion, tell a story for the Swan Lake part of it. But then they have to be able to turn right around Act Two and be able to do this completely different kind of movement, move their body a totally different way than classical ballet, and engage with the audience on a different level. So I think that's what's been really tremendous. And Eric's really good at bringing that out of the kids and getting them to show that emotion for themselves, but then make the audience feel something too.
So, Eric, talk more about that. How challenging is it for a dance student to switch modes from classical ballet into jazz or more of a Fosse type of dance style?
It is pretty challenging. I'm lucky because a lot of the students that are at Peoria Ballet are super talented, very committed. But I'm able to pull a lot out of them. I guess just with my personality and my energy, and it helps them with a lot of the different musical theater numbers. But yeah, it's a huge challenge for them to be able to pull all that stuff, going from Fosse and Twyla Tharp and my choreography, and then going into Petty Paz, Swan Lake. So it's been a bit of a challenge, but the kids are doing great, and I'm excited.
Can you give us a sense of what your brand of choreography is?
My choreography is, it's very dancey, very musical, and I like to use a lot of patterns in my choreography, it's kind of balancing based. That's what my training was, so that's kind of where I kind of follow when I choreograph.
And Eric, you've been here in Peoria with the Peoria Ballet for, is it just over a year now?
Yeah. Well, I first got here in October of 2016, and I did Nutcracker here. And so it's been just over a year now.
And can you tell us a little bit, now that you've made this your home, so to say, how have you seen the students respond? I mean, it clearly takes a while for a student to acclimate to a new teacher. And especially when it comes to something as specific as ballet and dance, and how have you seen those students adapt to you?
I don't know. It's kind of funny. I feel like I'm kind of lucky. They adapted to me pretty quickly. I thought, when I came in here, they saw kind of my energy and how I conducted stuff, and I think we reciprocated really well together, and they fed off of that. And I'm a very positive, motivating director and choreographer, and I think it was kind of an easy transition for them. I've noticed that's for me as a director, that's kind of the best way, to pull the best out of my students, is to kind of, be very hard, be very hard in a sense where I want them to focus, and commit themselves to the art form. But at the same time, I want to have fun and, be enthusiastic with them.
And Wendy, before we go, can you give us a reminder of when classes start at the Academy? When do you take new students? When do people enroll if they want to learn more about?
We have year-round enrollment, so we take kids at any point. We run on two semesters during the school year, then we have a summer session as well, but we take kids anytime. We enrolled some kids last week. So we kind of have the philosophy when kids express interest in dance, we want to let them come on board. So they can enroll anytime. This semester is kind of winding up. We finish this semester at the end of May, and then we'll go into a summer session for people that kind of want to join at those breaks. But we have classes for kids age 3 through adult, tap, ballet, jazz, modern, contemporary, everything.
We've been talking with Eric Otto, Artistic Director, and Wendy Thomason, Executive Director of the Peoria Ballet. Their production of Ballet to Broadway, Swan Lake, and Broadway's Greatest Hits will take place next Friday, April 13th and April 14th at Five Points in Washington. For tickets and information, you can call 309-690-7990. Eric and Wendy, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for
having
us.
Thank you very much.
Also this week, the 37th Annual Congressional Art Show continues at the Peoria Public Library Main Branch Gallery. This annual show features the artwork of high school students from the 18th Congressional District. The library is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.